From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies in Paul's Epistle to the Romans, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. This devotional is entitled The Bible's First Promise, and the text is Genesis 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is the first promise to fallen man. It contains the whole gospel and the essence of the covenant of grace. It has been in great measure fulfilled. The seed of the woman, even our Lord Jesus, was bruised in his heel, and a terrible bruising it was. How terrible will be the final bruising of the serpent's head! This was virtually done when Jesus took away sin, vanquished death, and broke the power of Satan. But it awaits a still fuller accomplishment at our Lord's second advent and in the day of judgment. To us the promise stands as a prophecy that we shall be afflicted by the powers of evil in our lower nature, and thus bruised in our heel. But we shall triumph in Christ, who sets his foot on the old serpent's head. Throughout this year, we may have to learn the first part of this promise by experience, through the temptations of the devil and the unkindness of the ungodly who are his seed. They may so bruise us that we may limp with our sore heel. But let us grasp the second part of the text, and we shall not be dismayed. By faith, let us rejoice that we shall still reign in Christ Jesus, the woman's seed.
His grace when we solid rock on which we stand. And when the storms of life surround me, and when the winds of sorrow blow, I will hold on to the rock of ages, for I know this one thing.
In this day of many uncertainties, the political unrest, widespread violence, and moral confusion, people are asking, what is it all about? What does life mean, or does it have any meaning? Thankfully, there is one place where despairing men, women, and young people can find the answers to those questions: the Holy Bible, God's inspired, inerrant Word. The Apostle Paul, speaking of the gospel, wrote, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." He was referring to the righteousness that God gives to sinners on the basis of Christ's death on the cross. A medical doctor who found life's answer in Christ has written a brief summary of the central teaching of the Bible in a booklet called The Meaning of Life and the Love of God. In a few clearly written pages, he explains how sinners can find forgiveness and redemption in God's blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For a free copy of The Meaning of Life and the Love of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of The Meaning of Life and the Love of God, and we'll be happy to provide it. Thank you. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his first message in an intensive study of the book of Romans. Because of the book's importance in the light of current reappraisals of Paul's writings, Dr. Cairns first explains the necessity for a clear understanding of this vital epistle. As he will emphasize, any preaching of the gospel that is not based on Paul's exposition of it in Romans is not biblical. It was through studying the book of Romans that Martin Luther came to an understanding of justification by faith, the doctrine which led to the Protestant Reformation. In our day as well, it is urgently important that the teachings of Romans are preached without apology and without reinterpretation. Now here is Dr. Cairns to bring the next portion of this message, Romans, a glorious and powerful message.
I will say this, that every solid work of evangelism, every solid work of church planting has been squarely based on a true understanding and exposition of the book of Romans, of the gospel it contains. Any evangelism that is not in line with Paul's teaching of justification in this book is not biblical evangelism. Understand that. No matter how successful a church movement may appear to be, no matter how many thousands and hundreds of thousands of people it attracts, if it is not a church that is based upon this gospel of Jesus Christ, expounded by the apostle, as I say more fully here than anywhere else in the Bible, if it is not that, then what is it built upon? What is it built upon? And here Paul's words to the pastors and the preachers and the church planters in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 comes into play. And if I may paraphrase him, he's saying, you may build a great church. I have laid a foundation, but you be careful how you build on it. Because what you build in that church, the church you raise, may be gold, silver, precious stones. That's staying true to the foundation. Or it may be wood, hay, and stubble that will be burned up, and you will stand before God with nothing. I've said before from this pulpit, and I say it again, that something should burn its way into the heart of every preacher. I think I have taken that seriously down through the years. I hope I have. Because as I get older, and face the reality that I will soon stand before God, I tremble. I tremble. After all these years of working in churches and preaching week by week and evangelizing and all the rest of it, is there any gold, silver, or precious stones? And I have a great fear of people judging the so-called success of a man's ministry. I see too readily how easy it is that while they're talking nonsense on earth, that preacher may be standing before God with wood and hay and stubble. Serious stuff. Paul says, I'm laying a foundation here. Make sure your building is in keeping with the foundation. Remember that when Paul wrote to the Galatians, he was expounding, not so fully, but he was expounding this very same doctrine that fills the book of Romans. And it was concerning this doctrine of the gospel that he said in Galatians chapter 1, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That's another fearful statement. I have talked to people who have sat in Bible-believing churches. And they've told me themselves, I have been there for 20 years, 30 years. I have listened to the preacher every time he's got into the pulpit. I have never once, ever heard the doctrine of justification by faith expounded. Never once. Now, I have only one question for those preachers. And I mean this literally. I'm not using it in any way as in a just a manner of speech or as an expletive. I would ask them honestly, in God's name, what have you been preaching? What have you been preaching? Paul says, if your gospel is not this gospel, then I condemn you to hell. Is that strong? I'll tell you, the preacher that doesn't tremble when Paul gets to work on this subject is a strange man indeed. So we're coming to a great epistle. There's a great need for it. And I trust that we will be greatly blessed by it. Now, as we expound this, as I've said, I have produced a little outline booklet for you. And I hope it will be useful to you. We'll start off with the subject. Paul has a subject in this epistle. And he gives it to you right off. In verse 1, he calls it the gospel of God. In verse 3, he says it's the gospel of God concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So here's his subject, the gospel of God concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. But define it a little further. The subject of the gospel concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, and the blood-bought righteousness that God has provided in Christ for the salvation of guilty sinners by faith alone. Verse 16 and 17, and he takes this up again in chapter 3, verses 21 and following. Now here's the subject. Paul says, I'm going to be talking to you. I'm going to be dealing with the gospel of God that concerns Jesus Christ. Do you see that? What is the gospel all about? It's about Jesus Christ. The gospel is not, are you disappointed? Are you weary? Are you foot sore? Are you shedding tears? Has the world let you down? Does your mommy not love you? Then come to Jesus. It's not the gospel. Now, don't misunderstand me. If you are unloved by men and women on earth, if you are footsore and weary with life's journey, if the world has disappointed you, there is an answer in Christ. But that's a byproduct of the gospel. That's only true because of the gospel. The gospel concerns Jesus Christ. I can't tell you the number of times I've gone to hear a gospel preacher, and I have literally failed to hear the name of Jesus Christ even mentioned. Now, I put it to you, you can't be preaching the gospel if you don't even mention the name of Christ. You can't be preaching the gospel. I have heard, I think, and I will mention no names. Most of you wouldn't know them anyway, but I heard a brilliant preacher You're talking about a man with ability from the top of his head to the sole of his foot, homiletically, oratorically, exegetically, academically, you name any other way. I would say there's a man a million miles ahead of where I'll ever be. And he was preaching from the Old Testament. And what he said was all true enough. My wife was there. We had another person there. And both come out. You see, they're not as critical as I am. And they said, he spoke very well. I said, he did. But do you realize in 40 minutes he never once mentioned the name of the Lord Jesus? Never once. Not even a mention. There's much about God, God this, God that, God the other thing. But a Jew could have said everything he said. There was nothing distinctively Christian. Now I put it to you, unless you're preaching Christ, you can't be preaching the gospel. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, we preach Christ. The gospel is all about Christ. Who he is, what he has done, where he is, what he's doing, how he's coming back again, what it is for us to be in him and what it is for him to be in us. The gospel is all about Christ. But it's all about righteousness in Christ. A blood-bought righteousness. That's the subject of this epistle. Now, in dealing with this subject, Paul, as he always does in his epistle, starts off with a salutation. Now, a salutation is just a big word. The everyday word for it in our language is hello, or dear so-and-so. That's our salutation. Comes from a Latin word that means health. So it really was a nice way of expressing interest in the person to whom you're writing. Salutation, verses 1 to 7. But there's a whole lot more than hello and dear Romans in this salutation. Then there's the introduction, and that's from verse 8 through verse 15. Then in verses 16 and 17, there is his great statement of theme. Now we've got his subject, but the theme is how he's going to deal with the subject. This is the refinement of it, how he's going to deal with it. And after verse 17, right through to the end, you've got the great body of the epistle. Now, you know, when people come to deal with this book, the salutation and the introduction are very often stepped over fairly quickly or lightly, as if they had very little to do with the theme. Or else they're treated in isolation. They introduce a variety of subjects. For instance, Paul and servanthood, Paul and apostleship, and the humanity of Christ, and then the resurrection of Christ, and what that proves. All these little islands of truth, and they're all true, but they're dealt with in isolation. But in actual fact, the more I look at this, and I'm stepping out on a bit of a limb here because I don't find that it's usually the way it's looked at. But as I look at this, I believe that every section in those first 15 verses is vitally connected with what Paul says in verse 16 and 17. And not only vitally connected with it, but I believe that he's introducing the central theme and he's raising subjects here that he's going to expound more fully later on. Now the theme is verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now that's the theme. That's what Paul is saying. All I'm going to be dealing with, here it is in the compass of two verses. This is what I'm going to be dealing with. Here's how I intend to deal with the gospel of God concerning his son and the righteousness that God has provided in him. Now, if you look at those two verses, I have given you the theme in these words. And I trust that, again, God will write them on our heart. What is Paul saying here? He's saying the revelation. The word revealed is a very important word in this midsection of Romans chapter 1. We'll look at that in due course. But the revelation that God has provided a perfect righteousness in Christ for guilty sinners, on the ground of which they are justified by faith without works of their own. That revelation is a glorious and a powerful message for the whole world. Now Paul says, there you have it. That's my theme.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.